Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Jones moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew takes first base on ball four. Grote moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grote moves to third. McAndrew moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson, who is chasing the ball. Marshall reaches third base with a triple. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Forge now pitching. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McAndrew strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Agee reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The slide. Edwards applies the tag. AG is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Agee reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rich Childs pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew juggles the ball. That's an error on McAndrew. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Mets, 3, Astros, 3. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Ron Taylor now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Watson is walked intentionally. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is hit by the pitch. Don Hahn pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hahn moves to third. Denny LeMaster now pitching. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Dave Marshall. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Don Hahn now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Johnny Edwards. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Marty Martinez pinch hits for Denny LeMaster. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Hyatt now catching. George Culver now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-4 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzger strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Don Hahn. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Singleton now playing right field. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-4 in the game. Menke bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Watson moves to second. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-4 in the game. Rader is walked intentionally. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-4 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Watson moves to third. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw bunts towards first. Menke scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-5 in the game. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Culver. Harrelson scores. Cranepool moves to third. Boswell moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Hazualu pinch hits for George Culver. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Metzger moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.